Now, final topic this morning. Epilepsy affects 600,000 people in the UK. 87 are diagnosed with it every day. That's apparently 32,000 new cases each year. Epilepsy Action carrying out research. I want to speak to one of their representatives, Chantelle Spittles. Chantelle, good morning. Let me see, you'll be on that line. Morning, Chantelle.
Good morning, Frank.
Chantelle, you know, the most obvious question, and even though all of us think we know the answer, but I'm not convinced we do, what exactly is epilepsy?
So epilepsy is a common neurological disorder that causes people to have frequent seizures. And it's basically when the electrical signals in your brain get mixed up, so that can affect your speech, movement, for example. But that's a simple term. But in reality, epilepsy is so much more than having seizures, and it can affect your self-esteem, quality of life, and employment prospects, etc. So there's so many ways that epilepsy can affect someone's life. And that's why we're here to get, we're wanting people with epilepsy to talk about their condition, but more importantly, for people to understand what it is so that they can help people who live with the condition day in, day out.
Are you usually born with it, or is it something that develops as opposed to a mishap in life?
No, I mean, that is a common misconception, that it's something you're born with, or that you get later in life, or, you know, there's even a lot of stigma surrounding it that people think it's contagious, but it really isn't. It can affect anyone at any stage, at any time in their life. You know, you could be facing an epilepsy diagnosis, you know, the next day. You just don't know how it can affect you. So that's another myth that we want to bust, you know, that it can affect you at any time.
So you could be feeling unwell, go to the doctor, and the doctor says you've epilepsy.
Well, I mean, that's a simple way of putting it. But yes, you know, people, when they think of epilepsy, they might think of the tonic-clonic seizure where you fall to the floor and have violent convulsions. And that certainly is one type of epilepsy. But you can have lots of different, there's more than 40 different types of seizure. So it might be that you just look like you're daydreaming, or, you know, you zone out for a minute, and then, you know, that can be epilepsy too. So it can take a long time to get to diagnosis. It might not just be, you know, a matter of weeks. It can take weeks, even months, even years for some. So this is why awareness is so key as well.
And it's important to highlight it. It is National Epilepsy Week. I'll ask you the question that is often put forward whenever people are thinking about it. And you touched on one of the areas of epilepsy where there is a pretty violent seizure. What should onlookers or passers-by do when that is occurring?
Seizures, tonic-clonic seizures, can happen anywhere, again, at any time. And, you know, it can often happen in the street. You know, people can be out and about and then they have a seizure, fall to the floor. And for onlookers, that can be really, really scary. And you know, especially if you don't know that person, but to watch it, and then you're thinking, well, how can I help? How, you know, am I going to make it worse? Or so it is quite understandable sometimes why people might choose to walk on. But really, the message that we need to get out is it's just not to panic. Make sure that person is safe, cushion their head, and time the seizure. If it lasts more than 5 minutes, then that's the time to call an ambulance. Don't restrain them. I think that's another misconception. People try and restrain them, or they put something in their mouth to stop them choking. That's one of the worst things you can do. It's just sort of sitting with them and waiting until they come round and reassuring them when they do.
Chantelle, good speaking to you. Important topic. Thanks for your input this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Chantelle Spittles from Epilepsy Action.